Hello and welcome to the Legends of Tabletop podcast. We are finally going to get back to our Deadlands game. Tonight will be session two. We haven't played in a minute, but I'll kick it over to Neil and he'll give us a recap and we'll jump into tonight.
Sure. Welcome, everyone. I do want to say hi because apparently some people do watch live when we're doing this, which is awesome. And I really appreciate anyone doing that and listening. And I'm going to try, let's kick this off with a real fun try at an improvised narrator recap. Here we go. You're welcome, John. John number two, this is for you.
This is the best day of my life.
Sorry, I have my notes so I know your character names.
That's all on the screen.
The characters saw themselves at the behest of an agency looking into mythical creatures and cryptids lurking about. They were tasked with the goal of investigating a doctor and sergeant at arms who was sent to a nearby town who hasn't been heard of, or at least a witch. The night before they set off on their first adventure, the unlikely posse of Lester Boyd, a man seeking revenge for his wife's murder, Cyrus Templeton III, an explorer out to make a name for himself, Jonathan Young, a Chi Master, somewhat of a wild card in the West, and Jacob Chevalier, the gunslinger chosen by God. So let's see where our adventurers find themselves in the morning, waking up just a little hungover from the night's festivities.
That was fucking amazing.
Was it? Did it sound good? Is the voice good?
Because I think good.
I listened to it, I loved it. I want to use it all the time. I wish that were my voice. But yeah, the narrator. I think we should do the narrator recap. I like it. I liked it.
That's really cool.
Awesome. I felt good. Thank you, John, for goading me into doing it. See, sometimes I can pull these things off.
No, it was very good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the morning. So it's the morning. You've woken up. Yeah, you did get a little bit of a run in. Do you have a question? Yes, John.
I do.
Other John. John 1.
Do you need a spirit vigor or some type of role for me because of the nightmares, or are we going to pull that out at, you know, certain various times? Like, because it's a hindrance, I don't know how much you want to hit it.
I think I had that one too, actually. I had night terrors. Is that the same one, John?
No, I have literally have nightmares.
Oh. So I would say no, okay. Unless it's sort of apropos to the plot. That's what I'm going to kind of, I think it's more of a situation specific type thing. However, I do think, you know, like on the trail, right? That's where it gets you more, okay. Right? Out on the trail. So yeah, I think overnight you're drunk. You were drinking, having a good time, getting to know your fellow explorers and adventurers. So yeah, I think you slept. You were probably sound enough asleep.
Okay.
Same for night terrors, I would say.
Okay, so that's a different hindrance. Okay, I hear. Okay, sorry.
But I don't know what the difference mechanically. Are those both in Deadlands, or is that in Savage Worlds, John? Do you know?
Night terrors is in Deadlands.
Yeah, and I think nightmares is just in Savage Worlds.
I get a -1 penalty to all spirit rolls because of my night terrors.
Oh, okay. So that would affect you. I would say that will affect you at all times. If it's like that type of thing, right? All your spirit rolls will be affected. But there's no, it is good to know, because I think there are some times that those night terrors might make for interesting plot points.
They're terrible. I scream. I have to sleep in it. I have to go somewhere else. I need my own room.
Oh, what are you guys going to do on the trail? Interesting. Okay.
We smother.
Oh, Nightmare is not showing up in Savage Worlds.
Oh, maybe that was one, because the note that I have on the sheet just says Nightmares Minor something with fatigue. I think it was something that we talked about to tie in to the backstory.
Yeah. So I think that would be on nights that it nights that it's a factor, you would roll, I think. Okay. And then do you would get a fatigue if you fail the roll, right?
Okay.
A spirit roll. Yep. That's fine. Yeah, I think that works. Yeah, I was trying to figure out, I can't figure that out in the regular Savage Worlds. Doesn't seem to have that. Or at least it's not searchable. Maybe I'm crazy.
It might have been something that I just made up and threw past you.
Could be. It's been a while. That's the problem. Is very long.
Can I ask a quick little mechanical question about Savage Worlds and hindrances? I took the Death Wish minor, and there doesn't appear to be anything mechanical to it. It sounds like it's more. It's just like I don't throw my life away needlessly. I will throw it away for a cause, though. I'll to take any risk to achieve the goal. Is there something Savage Worldy that manifests, or is that just here's a prompt?
It's a good question. I think it's more towards if you play up to it, mm-hmm. at a disadvantage, you can get bennies, that type of thing. So let's say you spent all your bennies, but then you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna go in guns blazing. Gotcha. I don't care if I live or die. I'm gone in. And then it's you're playing up your hindrance. I'll give you a Benny for that. So then you get a Benny before you even get to go do that sort of thing. That's one way it could work out.
Thank you. I don't know if
there's other ways.
Just not being familiar with Savage Worlds. Reading through the hindrance.
Usually it's a role playing type thing.
Yeah.
It's trying to force you to kind of play a more interesting path, right? Take a chance type thing. So
I'm into it. Thank you.
All right. In the morning, I guess if everyone is. If no one's doing anything in particular for preparation type stuff, you'd be meeting Lieutenant Barrett sort of at the stables. He said, for those of you who have horses, obviously you have horses. If you don't have a horse, then you can either borrow one or ride with one of your fellow, agents. And so he's like, so how many of y'all got your horses?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I do have my Greta as well.
I took the coach here, so I'm currently without a horse.
Now you can ride with me, Jonathan.
If it's all the same.
Yeah, I just managed to hitchhike my way over here, so I ain't got no ride.
So can you ride, or are you going to be a passenger with your fellow agents?
Good, sir. I do believe that is a rather rude question to ask a man such as myself, whether or not I can ride a horse.
Well, then I would say if you
should
are
I show you the calluses betwixt my thighs that prove that I am long ridden in this world?
Cyrus starts slipping on his brass knuckles.
Let's just tone it down. I don't need to see your thighs to know if you can ride. If you say you can, you can. If you want a horse, we can give you a horse. It's on loan. It is expected back at the completion upon your mission, and in as healthy condition, as it was loaned to you, obviously. Otherwise, you know, if you bring us back a dead horse, that's coming out of your pay. So, do you want it,
or are you going to ride with your friend? A horse that you believe can make the journey, then I promise that I shall bring it back in the most fantastic of health as possible.
He, like, claps and points at a stable hand. He goes and gets a, he starts getting a saddle on. Just, it looks like an ordinary horse. Doesn't look like a thoroughbred, you know.
Sure.
Racehorse, but it's a competent horse to ride. And he looks at Jonathan. And for you, sir, are you going to ride or?
Oh, yes, I can handle an animal on my own. Thank you. Yes,
he does like a swirl, like a twirl with his finger, like, go ahead, get another one to the stable hand. They bring two horses. Now, we do expect these back by the end of the week, and like kind of gives you like the look sort of like, you know, right under the brim of the hat. Like, like, I expect these back.
Of course. I mean, yes, as soon as we're done.
And something I forgot to tell you, gentlemen, part of the agreement is also to document as much of the strangeness that you may run across as possible. We're trying to develop a encyclopedia, if you will, of phenomena. So he looks at Jonathan and sort of hands like holds a what looks to be a very nice leather bound book. It does not, you know, he's like, I assume, not to offend, that you probably have the best penmanship.
He'll kind of look around the group.
I put on my other brass knuckle.
Yeah, I think that would be a fair wager. And I mean, either way, it's something more that we can bring to the team. He'll take the book, kind of like thumb through it.
It's completely, it's essentially, yeah, it's just blank pages. So, but he does say, you know, yeah, it has nothing in it yet. It's just a journal for you guys to document like stuff you run across.
Johnny here definitely does have the gentle and supple hands of a learned man, so I guarantee that he'll be able to take copious notes for you.
They are supple, indeed.
He'll take it and like lay it up against the saddle, take out a pencil, put the date down.
Where we're starting from, right, who's in the party.
Where, yeah, the town we're at. Date, approximate time, good to go.
Just so you know, you really only have to do the strange stuff. Just so you know, you don't need to say like what you ate or, you know, draw diagrams of anything like that. You could, you know, any strange creatures or phenomena, strange goings on. Obviously, you know, that's what we're looking for to help other explorers.
UAPs, cryptids.
He'll kind of raise an eyebrow again, look around the group, and he'll be like, right, only the strange stuff. Got it.
Well, gentlemen, it should take no more than 2 days' ride, and I've just gone ahead and outfitted you with rations that should provide 5 days' worth of sustenance. Obviously, the town should have goods should you need longer, but it shouldn't take long for you to check in with the sergeant, spend a day getting the lay of the land, figure out what's going on, and report back. So I think that's it's a tight turnaround, but I think you got it.
And do you expect that he's going to be alive? We haven't heard anything. You haven't heard anything back. Should we expect the worst, or are we just going to collect information, assuming that they have already attended to the problem?
It is unlikely that I would believe things are completely fine. It's strange for the sergeant not to have sent some sort of delegate or scout back to let us know the situation. If it is a particularly virulent, heard the doctor say, disease, then, you know, you might be in trouble. But don't get yourselves infected. And if everyone's dead, then come back and let us know. We'll quarantine the place and we'll send a team to clean everything up.
Should we burn the bodies, or do you want us to just leave them out to rot?
I would say not to get near them if possible, and let the doctors and medical professionals handle it if that is indeed what happened.
Fair enough.
All right.
Anywhere I can get some more of this coffee?
He takes a sip from a tin cup and is like, "Well, I imagine from the madam at the tavern."
Looks back
where you stayed last night.
All right, fine. I'll be right back. I need some more of this fucking coffee. And Cyrus goes to get more coffee.
You think he's going to be all right on a two-day trip?
I think more so he's searching for a little bit of the hair of the dog after last night.
All right, that could be.
Cyrus comes back with more coffee.
Jonathan will test out the straps, make sure the saddle's on right, get himself up at the saddle, kind of guide it around, just do little figure eights, kind of learning the horse.
Does it look like Jonathan knows what he's doing?
It's a great question. Do you have
I've got a D8 in riding.
Oh, well then,
oh wow.
Then he's fucking great.
But I'm learning. I'm learning from him. I'm watching like, him and I'm learning shit that I don't know.
You're like, you think like this fucking guy, he doesn't know how to ride a horse. And then like he's doing like really impressive like cuts and like maneuvers, and the horse is just listening. It's just like, yeah, whatever you say, boss. It's impressive.
Damn, Jonathan, that's some good work. I'm learning from you right now.
Yeah, I know it's they're not easy to find, but my grandfather actually owned horses outside of Philadelphia.
Man, you got some surprises in you, boy. This is good. This is good. What's that, a half hitch double knot there? You threw off on that saddle there?
It'll hold.
I like that. Cyrus turns and changes the knots on his saddle on Greta to match what Jonathan did.
I have to admit, I didn't see that one coming.
Jacob will attempt to mimic what Jonathan did by just yanking on a random strap and then getting up on the horse. And then try to also do the same thing. And please make me roll for it.
Sure. What's your riding skill?
I got a D4.
Plus a D6.
Yeah, plus a
D6. Oh, that's right, plus the D6.
Okay.
Stop ruining it, John.
That's certainly a thing. That's... Yikes.
How are we doing?
God damn it.
Sabotage our mission.
God damn it. I rolled a 4 and a 6.
Roll them again.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I don't wanna. I mean,
yeah, I think a 4 is easy enough.
God
yeah.
damn it. I got another 4.
A 4 is more than
I got a 10 total.
You nailed it.
Well done.
Fuck. Yeah, it's, you... For you know, it does. It's unconventional, but it works. It does seem like it's a little tighter, a little more secure. Yeah, you make it work.
Unless I wasted all the good rolls on.
I was gonna say
trying to fail riding a horse.
So, yep,
good.
Lester's just sitting, like hands resting on the pommel, because like it's like. You know, he had a horse at the farm, so, like, he doesn't have great riding, but, like, you know, you ride to town, you know, do whatever. So he's just kind of sitting watching all this stuff, and then he says, after Jacob settles back down, you know, the horse settles back down. He says, you wanna say a couple of words there, Padre, before we head out on out of here?"
And he just kind of like lifts the brim of his hat and looks at you. Goes, "Nope." And then just pulls the reins.
"And that's a preacher I can get behind."
So if you take off first and the other ones follow behind, then I'll just bring up the rear and just kind of shake my head.
Hell yeah. Yeah! Yeah!
All right, you guys head off. Start riding hard south to, well, in this case, Darius Ford. Let's not get into other possible places that you might go later or in some other weird universe.
It's fine.
It's a whole thing. So it's supposed to be sort of a... So you have I kind of like to do a luck type roll to try to see if anything happens sort of out of the ordinary on your ride. So you don't have to technically roll for fatigue until like a week's ride. This is pretty short, so I won't make you guys do that. But how about we get a... Oh, what's the roll? Yikes.
If it's coming close to... If it's, like, simulating luck, would it be spirit?
Well, also... Or if you have skills that... You have trail skills. I assume John has explorer skills that might also, like, help. Like, identify places that you might want to camp versus... Survival? You know,
I have survival as well.
I got survival, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that anyone with survival trained, give a survival roll. Difficulty is just 4.
I hit a 4.
So I rolled... I got a D6, I rolled a D6, and I got a 6 on one of the die. So that explodes.
Roll it again.
Yep. Yeah.
I roll that again, and it's a 1.
So 7 total.
Okay, so that's a 7.
So 7 total.
And a raise is... An extra
3 or 4.
Is it 3 or 4? I wanted to say 4. Why did I want to say? Yeah. So, okay, no raise, which is okay. It's fine. So on the way there, it's a standard sort of ride. Spend the night, first night under the stars, camping. You have your rations, plenty of food and water. Nothing seems to go really too much, you know, askew. You get up the next day, you're riding, it's pretty hot, and again, you don't really run across anything particularly dangerous or noteworthy. You're following this sort of it's not really like a well-worn trail. There's no like stagecoach tracks or even that sort of stuff. It's just sort of there's a dusty path that you can kind of definitely see is tread down a little bit that gets you to the town about, let's say, 3 o'clock ish. It'd probably be the next day. So I would say you'd spend another night at the beginning of the next day. So maybe if you got up at sunrise, yeah, you'd probably be at like 7:30, 8 o'clock. You kind of see Darius Ford cresting over. You kind of see the buildings start kind of popping out to your eyes a little bit on the horizon. You see some, you know, a little bit of a town going, and you ride your way in sort of,
I don't think we
did, you know, so early morning. Well, whenever, yeah, you see it, it's early morning. See Darius Ford.
So I think as we're pulling up then, you know, I spur the horse forward a little bit, so we're riding, you know, all kind of closer together, and say, maybe we should just hold on for a few minutes and see if anything is stirring. I know it's early in the morning still, but should be some people out. And then, you know, can we make like an awareness? Is there like, it's hot, there wouldn't be smoke. Well, there would be still be like wood smoke fires, like for cooking and stuff, right? I mean,
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there'd definitely be smoke from fires to cook, even if they had, like, I don't know if they would have a smith at that particular town, per se, you know, to be making horseshoes or anything, but it's a pretty small town, so there would be some sort of activity that you would notice, yeah.
Okay, I got a 5 on a notice.
It's definitely quiet. You actually can't even see anyone. You don't see anyone sort of walking around. You don't see any smoke either.
Is this currently, can all make.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. If you have. Yeah.
I have. Yeah.
Notice.
I think notice is a default skill now.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
I got a 9.
Yeah. 4.
Oh, nice. A 9. Jonathan notices that it's not just quiet, like, it's like you don't see anyone sort of about, which is very strange. Like, you would think you would see at least like some people moving or some movement. And it looks like some of the animals in the fields may be like restless.
So Jonathan's really good about in the morning when we get up before we start on the trail, pull out the book, time, date, and at night when we go to bed, nothing's going on. So he's just like, nothing's NSTR, nothing significant to report. So he pulls the book out and arrival at Dairy's Ford, and he'll just kind of, this looks like a ghost town.
Yeah,
I've read about these.
Yeah, there should be people out and about early in the morning getting chickens fed, milking goats, doing whatever. I mean, when I have my homestead, you don't sleep in.
Yeah, this don't seem too inhabited.
Maybe we should circle?
Yeah, let's get a lay of the land. See if we can't see anything from a different angle.
He'll kind of pull a horse, like take it off the trail and start working our way around.
Sure.
Circle it.
Yeah, you circle the place. It looks intact. It doesn't look like there's been any. There's not like a fire. Nothing's burned down or anything. It seems other than the fact that there's no one anywhere, you see no movement. And as you circle around, yeah, like the buildings aren't, like, none of the chimneys have smoke coming out of them. It looks like a normal sort of small town. There's a saloon and sort of inn tavern type building. There's a post office. There's what looks to be a general store, maybe a small, I don't even know if they'd have a small bank, but, you know, maybe some sort of, you know, safe deposit storage place. And, you know, other general sort of tradespeople, but mostly it looks like it's farms that are sort of scattered about with cattle or, you know, crops. And there's a church as well at, like, sort of the town sort of set up like, you know, one main street with all the businesses, right, and stuff. And the church is sort of at the end, sort of toward the south side of the town as you kind of skirt around. That's and it's just, again, a normal looking building.
I think the crops and everything look well kept still.
They look okay.
Yeah.
They look pretty fine.
I think Lester pulls out one of his pistols, reins in the other hand, and says, if there's some kind of plague or whatever that's going around through the town, they might be all holed up in a church looking for divine guidance, don't you think, Reverend?
And he'll again, like, tips his head at you when you call him Reverend. Says, yeah, I find that they might well have try to seek shelter under the roof of God. That does make a little good sense.
He cocks his head, but he doesn't say anything. And he says, he doesn't say anything in response to that. He says, maybe we should head on over to the church first and see if anybody's there. If not, then I guess we'll head into town and see what we can find. Maybe they all just up and left, but I imagine they would have taken the animals with them.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's a good first stop. And then I've read that the saloon's a good place to look.
You're learning quick.
Seems like our young friend here has gotten the bite of the venom.
He'll reach the saddlebag, and he's got, like, he's still got, like, a couple of, like, dime store novel type books of the Old West. And he'll just be like...
All right, so you're gonna go. You're heading to the church.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. You head
Are we gonna be stupid but classic Wild West and ride right up through the main street?
Oh, that's another good question.
No other way to do it. So yeah.
Yeah, you gotta right.
Mm-hmm.
Pistol drawn in your lap, riding.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at all the closed up boarded windows as you go by.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's really boarded up. It's just...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it just looks like... Yeah, nothing's really boarded up. There's...
The creak of a shutter as we roll by.
Yeah, you still don't see anybody. Yeah, there's like a...
Tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed. Yep, the wind picks up. Yep,
tumbleweed blows by.
Some dust swirls.
Yep. You ride up, and again, yes, like... At this point, give me a fear check. At this point, you're in a town with a possible infection.
How does one do a fear check?
Yeah. I think it's a great question. I think it's a spirit.
I think it's spirit.
Check.
Yeah, I think it's spirit.
Spirit, eh?
And what are
you would get a negative spirit? One, even though you don't get, yeah. As a major, it's always going to give you that penalty.
I
also
get a free spirit reroll because of my old ways.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, there you go.
Totally min-maxed. Min-maxed, my guy.
You son of a bitch.
I assume I failed.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's a four.
Yeah, anything under four.
Anything under four is going to be...
So is four okay? Does that mean, like,
good? Four is okay. Four is you're not particularly freaked out by it. Although, Lester, you're starting to get a little... Like, it makes you... Like, it gives... Like, it makes your skin crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Like... You're like, this isn't normal. Like, a town this quiet, that doesn't happen. Like, something's really wrong here, and we shouldn't be here.
Right.
Type situation.
His head whips around and he like pulls up on the reins a little bit. You know, kind of lifts the gun slightly from out of his lap and says, "There's something very wrong here. We shouldn't be here. Oh. I don't think anybody should be here."
And then. It looks like, maybe it's a terror check. Maybe it's not called a fear check. Why am I crazy? Is it called? Yeah, because like the fear level is different than a fear check. Yes. So that's. I just want to see if there's a penalty for it.
Hmm.
Oh, it can make you shaken or stunned.
Hmm.
So maybe it just makes you shaken.
There you go.
Like, you're a little freaked out.
Okay. That means I can't act then, right? I mean, I guess I'm just sitting on the horse. I'm not actually doing anything.
John, you're a fine actor.
yeah, I feel like, shaken. Yeah, you won't. Here we go. It's in the actual. God damn it.
It may only take three actions.
Okay, make a fear check. Success means you overcome it. Otherwise,
you have to make a spirit roll to break out of shaken, and that's a free check. So like whenever you want me to do that, I guess would be.
Give me a d20 roll. No, like nothing added or subtracted.
20 crit.
Nice.
In a generic fantasy role-playing system.
Generic fantasy.
My head explodes. Fuck, I needed a one.
Yeah, it's real problematic. Like, that's a major phobia, and I don't feel like I should give you that. Otherwise, I'm going to give you agoraphobia, which means if you're in an empty, open place, you're, like, terrified by it. Because it basically says, like, in terror games, yeah, like, make a spirit roll when you're confronted by creatures or situations that cause fear. Success means you... fail. Yeah, success is you're fine. If otherwise, you face consequences. If it's horrific or grotesque, then you're shaken and fatigued. Critical failure means you have to roll on the fear table. Terrifying trigger, such as a noble evil, occur when you're panicked. Wild cards must roll on the fear table. Roll a d20 and add the fear penalty. So
it wasn't a critical, though.
I mean, this feels like it's more of like the heebie-jeebies than anything.
Yeah, so I don't think it's... So I'm going to say you're distracted, I think, is a better... I think that's the most... Or, no, yeah, I'm going to get shaken. I think you're going to have to... I think you are kind of freaked out. Like, a 20 is really actually the worst roll. Let's say you're shaken. For real, and you do have to roll a spirit roll to not be shaken anymore, to act in an aggressive way. Okay. Anything other than fleeing the situation, you have to roll a spirit roll to do first.
So I think after I say that, you know, nobody should be here, I just kind of clam up, and I, you know, have the reins real tight in my hand, and I have the pistol kind of like not in my lap, but half up, but like not pointing, right? Like in that sort of like mid area.
Yeah.
And then I just don't say anything. So, like, I'm on the horse, I'm moving, shaken, until we get to the church.
Yep.
And then they'll have to be like, hey, buddy, let's go, right?
Yep.
And then make a roll in. Yeah.
Yeah, because at this point, yeah, your mind's racing. What could be there? What is this that we're dealing with? Like, holy shit, we're walking into this fucking crazy situation. And you're kind of having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Not... like deep down in my soul, I don't know what the world is anymore. Fear. It's just like I'm kind of fucking freaking out, and you don't know why entirely.
Cool.
You approach. Church is a church. The doors are closed. You don't see anything strange outside.
If I notice that Lester looks a little shaken, I'd grab him when we get to the church and just grab him by the arm and just, hey!
Give me a notice check.
I'll give you a notice check.
I'm going to see if you notice. You got to notice that he's freaked out.
3 is my highest.
Nope. You don't notice. You don't notice he's freaked out.
Church. This is a nice little church.
You're like, everything's fine. All of us are calm, cool, and collected, man.
Everyone's just starting to pull your
ear. We're ready for this, whatever we run into.
We are road focused. This is a nice looking church, though.
You approach. Glass. It's an all wooden church.
Wooden glass.
There is actually, it's not even stained glass. Like, it is wooden like paper. Glass. It's wood. It's wooden glass. Well, no, I was gonna say it is paper glass, like the waxed paper. It's not even like glass. It's like it is pretty
Methodist
not
church.
Fancy, right? It's like this town is not a big town, right? It's not.
No.
You know, it's not like a fancy church. It is like as country church. In this time period, you can get it's pretty humble.
The snakes are in a barrel outside,
but large enough. Yeah, large enough. It looks
doesn't look like too many probably, people are filling the offering baskets.
It could probably fit like 50 people, you would guess, maybe 40. You know, it's not a huge one though. Yeah. So
Jonathan passed his fear test, his fear roll.
Yeah, everyone else is. Yeah, I think everyone else is like no normal. Like, proceed as usual.
So we can't really see in the windows. They just let light through then.
Yep. So. Pretty much. You can't see anything in it, really.
Just tear them open.
he'll step off down, get out of the saddle, kind of pat the horse, just leave the reins kind of around the horn, take a few steps towards the front door, see if he can hear anything.
Give me a notice, but it's going to be a 6.
Got it. 6.
In this particular case, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No. He doesn't hear anything.
Totally quiet. Totally quiet, yeah.
He'll reach behind him, pull, like, slip out the tomahawk and like move towards the door and just check it to see if it's locked.
It's not locked. Knob turns.
Got it. So he'll turn back to...
I'll
not brace. It doesn't seem braced or anything. There's not like a... Yeah, there's not like a wooden brace. It's it. You like test it. Looks like it would swing in just like a normal open door.
He'll turn back to everybody and kind of like signal. Like...
I'm right behind you.
Lester is just in the seat, looking around, pistol kind of up, just looking left and right. Yeah.
So Jacob now has like both pistols out, and he'll like raise a finger up to Jonathan and just like wave him back a step.
We shouldn't be here.
And, I want to go up to the door of the church. And so my pistols are actually my holy symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to go up and like place them on the door.
Okay.
To see if this is still like sanctified ground or if there's any like ill response to having a holy symbol.
What is he doing? Yeah, why is he doing
like,
that?
What power is that? Like a do you have a power of like detect magic, or is there like a quality that lets them heat up or something? If there's,
let me see. It's under talisman.
Okay.
I think this was a bad idea. We should go. We should just go and tell them that they're all dead.
Lester is doing some holy man shit. Don't worry about it. He's going to figure something out right now.
I'm telling you, we got to go.
Doesn't really say.
Yeah, it's more just a focus of power. So you need it. Like it's like a holy symbol in D&D. You need it to cast spells, but you still have to have a spell to cast to detect. Like, do you have detect evil or some sort of magic?
Let's see.
Spell or blessed ability.
I do have the spell holy symbol.
Oh, okay. That could be something.
I'm trying to find it.
This game has too many things. I apologize for it. But then again, how am I going to know holy symbol is like?
Yeah, like this is why we just role play and don't ever care about whatever the rules
I know, system right? are.
So he's going to stick his holy symbols up on the door.
Well, it's all right. So I have
all kinds of shit.
So I do have that it requires evil to make a spirit roll.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Hold on.
He's just fucking with us. There's nothing in the church.
That's interesting. Okay.
Here we go. Evil creators find it hard to attack a pious wayfarer. Once invoked, any supernatural evil creature that wants to make a direct physical attack must make a spirit roll as a free action.
The church starts to scream.
Oh, and right? So do you cast that?
So I think, yeah, I'll cast. when I go up, I will cast Holy Symbol.
Okay, so then you're going to have to roll, that.
It has a duration of 5, whatever the hell that means.
We should probably back up a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
I've seen this shit before. We should probably...
Like, so you need to roll a whatever your magic or blessed stat. I think that must be spirit. You're going to have to roll to cast that spell.
And I can also,
because it does say if you get a raise, it causes it even more trouble. So you roll a faith test.
There we go. For +2 points of power, I can actually make it all allies in a medium blast.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
He's going to blast us.
Hold on.
So I'm going to use 5 power points. Holy I'm going to use 5 points.
How many do you get to start at level 1, by the way?
I'm like 15.
That's what I was. I was like, 5? Is it 5? Because that's a lot. It's okay.
Well, remember, I'm not a huckster. I'm blessed. I think
you get, you get 10 or 15 or whatever it is. Yeah,
I think I get 15. Yeah.
So incredible. Yeah. Let's roll this baby. Let's see what's going on.
All right.
Would this trigger?
Double fours. So it's successful.
Go back. But not a raise. So it is successful.
Not a raise.
Everybody. It is successful. So now, if there's something in there that is evil, it will have to roll a spirit check to attack any of you.
Will this trigger a spirit roll for me? Like, do I feel like some divine reassurance or whatever?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, you definitely, Oh, for sure. Like, you feel
permeating.
I'll give you a plus one. Because you literally feel an actual, like, you feel a literal holy strength. Sort of like, wait a minute, we're on the side of good. Mm-hmm. We're the ones here to, like, you know, challenge, face down evil. We've got this. So
yeah, so he's you know, looking all around and he's saying all this shit, and his head snaps back around to Jacob, and you know, he feels a little invigorated. You know, he hops down off the horse. And, you know, he brings his pistol up and he says, if there's something in here, then we got to go get it then. We got to go get it so that this place will be safe. I rolled a six.
Wait, you roll it? Oh, did you roll an actual six? Or it didn't explode? Okay. But that's, yeah. You're, okay. Yeah. You are feeling it. Everyone definitely feels a little more like
righteous.
Yeah, you're like,
he'll kind of look at you over his shoulder, and he says, in the eternal struggle between good and evil, we raise our voices in prayer and supplication, casting down the wicked demon schemes. And
he gives me like a little
wink.
God damn! Oh, sorry.
And then you open the doors?
Kick the door in.
No.
And then, like, with the pistols against it, just push the doors open.
Everyone's within a medium blast, right?
No.
It's a double door. Everyone give me a spirit roll. Unless you have some resistance, you could get a bonus if you have some resistance to, like, gross smells or, like, gross stuff. Or smell or whatever. Nope, it's just a disgusting smell.
I got a five.
Five.
To four to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nope, I got two ones.
Oh, that's a critical fail.
City boy.
As he throws those doors open, you smell the sickliest, sweet, rotting meat, fucking just hot rot just flies in all of your faces. Now, most of you are used to these sort of conditions, and so it doesn't really get you, you know, down in the pit of your stomach. But Jonathan, he's back from the city. He's not always used to dying animals and, you know, all of these types of things. And so you get just almost bowled over by a wave of nausea. You start throwing up. You are shaken until you roll a spirit roll to get out of shaken as you're just vomiting, dry heaving.
Cyrus puts his hand on Jonathan's back as he's doing this, and goes, "Welcome to Terry's Four, Jonathan. Just let it all out."
he's doubled over, like, "I'll be good.
You'll be all right. All right."
Unfortunately, what Jacob sees as he swings those doors open, you all smell. You see the pews are filled with people. Some of them are like horrifyingly desiccated and sort of look mummified almost, while others look like they're sitting still and slowly turn, and a handful of them look at you and have literally like rot, like maggots eating their faces, and are just like skin falling off. And none of them say anything. And you look, as you look down the aisle, you know, the pews are filled with all of these rotting bodies, desiccated bodies. John, yes, John?
I was going to say, does it look like they've been here for 28 days? Because I've seen this movie. So we need to get ready.
Maybe not 28 days. Some of them have been there a while, though. And you see, so at the very front of the church, you see what looks to be a pretty large man, question mark, in a Union soldier's outfit, sort of slumped over the altar a little bit, or the, what's it?
The lectern? Or,
what's the pew?
The lectern, yes, the lectern. Lectern. Like, he's kind of slumped over, and as the doors swing open, there's a creak, and a head, like his head, wearing a hat, his sergeant's outfit. Anyone with military knowledge would know it's his, like the bars on his on his uniform would suggest sergeant. His head slowly sort of dawdles up.
Welcome to eternity. Please join us.
Give me a notice check.
I feel like I'm next to Jacob.
I think we noticed this guy.
This is for other things.
Six.
I got a four.
Oh, God, two.
Makes sense. You're with Jonathan.
Seven.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Like, between heaves, he looks up and he's like, points.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's all right. I'm holding your hair back. You don't have it. Yeah. I'm holding your hair back. I don't know what's going on.
Everyone who passed that check, give me a spirit roll for fear. Minus two.
Minus two?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. You guys all should have failed.
That's a three.
That'll be a three for me then.
Hold on, I'm still five. 12.
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Jonathan, of all people in this party, is like,
he's purified now that he's purged.
Like, you know, there's some crazy shit in this world, but he, for some reason, you are not at all fazed. Everyone else is shaken by the fact that when he looks up, he's talking to you, and you see, like, he has his shirt sort of unbuttoned a little. You see, like, wriggling under his skin as he's saying this, and then you literally see, like, a disembodied, terrifying, evil face, like, pop out of his neck skin, and like there was a demented evil baby trying to push its way out of his neck skin, and then it goes back in, and then those keep showing up all over him as he's talking, and you are like, oh no, this guy is fucked up. That's not normal. Jonathan, not scared by it. Everyone else is like, fuck me. I got to think about this a second. So you are all shaken if you failed the spirit check.
I didn't even notice it. So I'm good. Yeah.
If you didn't notice it, so you are totally fine.
Yeah.
Cyrus is literally like, wow, this guy sounds like an asshole. That's it. You just hear a guy.
My friend Jonathan is throwing up. I gotta help.
He does sound scary, but yes, you're like, you don't notice anything weird though. The other two, Lester and Jacob, though, you're like, this is not a guy. Like, this is not an illness. We're into some fucked up shit already.
Nice. So, I mean,
what would I need to make the inference that that's probably Sergeant Reynolds? Because we're looking for a big guy in a sergeant's uniform.
Ooh.
I don't think you would actually need to roll anything. I think you're pretty sure that's your guy, if it's anybody's guy.
Sergeant Reynolds.
Oh, God. You think that's Sergeant Reynolds? Huh. He doesn't look too good.
Can't you?
Not who I am anymore. I'm something so much greater. Join me. Become one of the flock like them.
How far away is he?
Probably 30, 40 feet.
Hey, Jonathan, I think this is probably something that needs to go down in that little book there.
Good point. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Rev, and I knock an arrow.
Rev, can't you do anything? This is a church. Can't you sanctify this thing?
Will you worship at my altar?
No.
Or must I consume you like these others?
I think you can move when shaken, so I'm backing up pistol raised out of the door.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah.
When is it appropriate to roll, right? Like, we're not in rounds.
We are going to go initiative now. I think if you're ready, it depends on what you want to do. Until anyone... So he technically can't attack you without a spirit roll.
Nice.
because of Jacob's holy symbol. Perfect. He's going to try to persuade you to start, obviously, but he can't physically attack you without a roll. So until you provoke something necessarily, he may not attack yet. So it depends on what you want to do when we're going to hit initiative. But we'll hit initiative super quick here somewhere.
I mean, we wouldn't know the mechanics of that, I don't feel like. But Lester definitely
if you're backing out,
pistol raised. If I could shoot, I would, but I don't think, like... Mechanically,
you would have to roll a spirit roll. That right. would, if you want to break out of shaken, that starts a spirit roll. That will start initiative.
Okay, I would like
That'll
to do that.
Kick then. Us off,
right? Because it's All usually right. at the beginning of your turn you would roll for spirit.
Correct. Yep. So you, let's say you are like, this shit's bad, guys. Like we gotta. Like, I'm going to just start popping off. Then, yeah, I'll, you can do your spirit roll.
Is it still at a minus two?
No, just regular.
Okay, then All I right. pass. I rolled a five.
Oh, then you are no longer shaken.
Bang, bang, bang.
Damn, Lester.
Right, I need a... well, it's not a raise, though. I guess I can't actually act on my turn.
Yeah, so what I'm going to call it is everyone gets a spirit check. Now that we're... anyone who's shaken can get a spirit check to try to recover, and I'm going to deal initiative cards after that. And if you pass the check, you're allowed to act. If you're not, you have to wait yet another turn.
Oh, yeah. I'm checking the cheat sheet. Yeah, success characters no longer shaken may act normally.
Yep. Yeah. So Lester is ready to go. He is all set.
I think I get two cards or I get card. I have to get a card higher than a five because I have quick.
Oh, OK. So what I'm going to do is I will do 1, 2, 3, 4. OK, so each of you guys are going to be these four and then my two cards are going to be up here. For the mob of zombie follower guys and him, the actual big bad, right. will be his yeah. own. That will be the first card. The second card will be the mob.
Okay.
So we have ready to go. Is anyone who else needs to roll shaken? Lester is okay. Jacob, roll a spirit.
I rolled. I got a three.
You're still shaken. Yep. You are freaking out still. Jonathan, you are shaken from a different thing, though, so...
I was going to say, I had it from before.
Can you stop throwing up, is the question.
Got it.
Can you fucking stop?
That's a five.
I still have my hand on your back.
You are attenuated to the absolutely horrific smell of rotting flesh, and you're ready to go. So only Jacob is shaken still. That means.
And Jacob, I can imagine Jacob is like frozen because in his brain, in his mind, he hears the Archangel Michael be like, "In the name of the divine light, we smite the darkness within the banished demons of the abyss." And he's like, "Just shut the fuck up."
These are bad cards for everyone. We got no face cards.
Yeah.
So the highest is the zombie followers. And then it is Cyrus would be next. And then so it's a 10 of clubs, a 9 of clubs, a 7 of diamonds would be Jonathan. And then sixes, I know there's a suit difference. I'm pretty sure clubs is the bottom, so that would mean...
Yeah, it goes in...
Jacob would go next, but then that doesn't help you because you are stunned, theoretically. And then it would be the sergeant, and lastly, Lester.
That is the current lineup. If five gets bounced out, I have to have a card higher than a five.
Oh, it has to be higher than a five. Okay.
I think
it's... Let's get rid of that.
Quick action cards higher than five. Suede, page 40.
Oh, there we go. Let's see what you got now. Oh, you're first. Oh, never mind. You so, fast.
These are action cards, right?
Like, yes. So these are... Yeah.
So we can spend a Benny to pull another action card.
Oh, sure. There you go. And you all have three to start, and they replenish every session. So use them or lose them, baby.
Can I spend one? Am I the six of diamonds?
You are the nine of clubs. You're nine of clubs.
I'm gonna go ahead and spend one of my bennies though to pull another card.
Okay. So you had the seven of diamonds, right?
Yes.
Let's get rid of that. Draw you another.
Nothing better.
Oh shit, a joker, baby. That means you go when you want.
And you get a plus two.
And you get a plus two. Yep. That's you're in fucking the sweet spot. You can choose to go first or not.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.